Well, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't be too fast to ask something like that. What I was getting to say, though, it seems as if people in other parts of the country have no misgivings about moving from, say, New York to California.
Yeah.
They think it's just a big adventure.
Yeah.
And they'll hop up just as fast and move. And
you would say a pretty significant part of the American society is highly mobile.
Right, I do feel that way.
Rootless.
But now, if you, I know it's on television today, on I think it was Education Station, somebody in Mississippi, two or three families in Mississippi have begun to go back to grinding sugar cane in the cane syrup.
Yeah.
Something that their forefathers, I mean, something that their parents did 20, 30 years ago. And they're holding on to their roots, and they're doing the same way they did it 20, 30 years ago. One mule, going around the circle, sticking in sugar cane and grind up in the syrup. Yeah. Whereas, but basically, the majority part of the country is trying to get away and trying to do it a little bit better.
Yeah.
But we're trying to hold on to an old principle. Why?
Do you think that's necessarily a genuine desire to return to something that is simpler, perhaps better, as much as it is a reaction against the bureaucracy and complexities? Oh, yeah. I think I was asking you about, do you think that sort of phenomenon, talking about going back to cane press, is that, would that be so much a, do you think, a genuine desire to return to that which is better, simpler, or whatever, as much as it is a reaction against the complexities that people find in society that are detrimental, a reaction against the bureaucracy and all of that, and the artificiality?
Okay, that's a good question. And that's a possibility. However, I'm sure they realize that the demands for, at the present time, for cane syrup and the way that they're making it is probably much less than it was during the time that the forefathers were making it. So they're not going to make any money out of it. So why would they go back to making it? I mean, all right, why not go and just get a job doing something else, period? I think they're doing it. From what I could understand from the program this morning, they wanted to hold on to that old recipe, that old way of doing, of making this syrup. To, I think the, I forgot now who was doing the competition, I mean, commentary on it, but they were saying something with respect to, it gives them a sense of, Bonita. It gives them a sense of, a home feeling.
Yeah.
It gives them a home feeling.
It's
that,
like you were talking about, that pride in preserving the tradition.
That they've had, and it also renews memories.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way that granddad did it. And these memories are something that, this is what I, it's almost like a photo album.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to a photo photo album here, pictures that you're taking 12, 14 years ago, all of a sudden something flashes in your mind and you start remembering how you were then. Mm-hmm. You see? And you don't usually think about that until you get some pictures or something that will cause a flashback in your mind to put you back in that situation, even though you are 10 years older now. Mm-hmm. But then you might even chuckle to yourself. You know,
yeah.
Yeah. Because at that particular moment, you remember something happened during the time when this picture was taken. Same thing, I think, that they are getting from the making of the cane syrup.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting experience from the time of their kids. People are trying to get back to basics in the South.
Do you think that the current interest in nostalgia, per se, is an outgrowth of this sort of phenomenon? You know, you see it on TV all the time with the Happy Days show, and they got started, I guess, with the American Graffiti movie and that sort of thing.